Okay.
If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in every Wednesday at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks for closet Christs. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. Be listening on Wednesday. We have an appointment with Destiny. Greetings in the light of the Most Radiant One. I am Commander Lady Athena of the Ashtar Galactic Command, and you are listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command. God evening, God morning, and God day, wherever you are on this beautiful planet. Today in America, we have the celebration of liberty. But you know, the real liberty comes from knowing who you are, where you've come from, why you're here, and your purpose. And that's what this show is about. We deal with eternal verities, those things that do not change, those things which are leading into the greatest time for humanity that this planet has ever known. We are in the historic period when our Earth is making a quantum leap in consciousness. We are overlapping with a higher dimensional program of light, often called the Golden Age or the Kingdom of Heaven or the Returning of the Lords of Light or the Externalization of the Hierarchy. But you know what? Those also describe you. I have in my heart, and when I say my heart, I'm including also Ashtar, because we have a great desire to reach out to those of you who are the Christed ones, those of you who have come with an already activated Christ over self alignment. I'll tell you how you can know who you are immediately. Those of you that have activated the eighth template, that's the Aben Shetaya, as it's often called. It's the pyramidal confluence of energy, the Atma, the Buddhi, the Manas, but in its quantum aspects, that is to say, its extended cosmic applications. When you have that activated, and it is synergized with the energy of your crown chakra, you know that you know that you know from the time you're a little child your divine cosmic identity. Oh, you may not have words for it. You may not say, oh, well, I come from planet so-and-so and star command such-and-such. But you will know that Earth is not your place of origin. You will be self-realized. You will know that you're more than your body. You're more than your mind. You're more than your emotions. Even as a child, you will be speaking wisdom. So those of you who have children that are making divine utterances, unusual proclamations, as many of them are wont to do, be aware that you have a Lord of Light dwelling in your midst. And they come in with a different DNA. They have usually extra codons of the DNA. They have a synergized holistic brain through which they are they're able actually to be excellent in art and mathematics. Or science and science and the expressive arts. They will be working with a full availability of paranormal powers. We shouldn't probably call them paranormal because they are supra-normal in terms of what the Earth communication. It will not stop my voice. It will not stop my message. And it will not stop the codes of light that go through this airwave to reach each one of you. What I say transmits on multiplicities of dimensional overlays. It will go into those parts of the consciousness that it needs to seed into and activate. Bear in mind that we are in a world that has been under a fallen system, that has been locked into limitation at every level. And I am one who has come as a Lord of Light, as many of you have as well, to speak truth and with the Christ to set the captives free. The captives have already been set free, but if you don't know that there's no lock on your prison door, you can hardly know that you can push and step out. Just like a bird that's been in a cage for so long, even though the little door is left open, the bird will huddle in a corner. That's why I call you, you cosmic Christs, who have perhaps been huddling in the closets of the inner compartments of your homes, or caves, or ashrams, or monasteries, or maybe just afraid to step out as an empowered son of God. Now is the time, beloved, you who are great of spirit, you who know the truth, ask to be baptized with the fire of the living God, the fire of truth, the fire of revelation, the fire of prophetic utterance. Become an oracle of the divine. Speak truth. Walk in the light of your direct perception and knowing. Do not turn to the right or the left. Do not heed the many, many voices that are speaking utter nonsense. You know when you hear them. You know the truth. Those of you who are the Lord of Light, the B'nai Or, the B'nai Elohim, the Lords of Light, the Sons of Light, the Sons of the Most High, you know what I'm speaking of. Now is the time. There is no time to waste, and there is no need to wait. I don't care what you see out picturing in the outer world at this time. The earth is moving into the ascension program perfectly. It's on time. Nothing is amiss. Tremendous forces of light are on earth at this time. They are externalizing in all the various departments of human governance, in every single department of human life. There will be those of you who are the masters, the ascended ones who have returned, who are the celestial emissaries and the ambassador of the divine kingdom restored upon this earth. We are moving into a population 2 density planet, which means that we will have freedom of access to interdimensional and interspatial travel and intercourse with other world systems and civilizations, not the fallen ones, but the divine ones, those who function in the Adam Kadmon after the protocols of the Order of Melchizedek and the Office of the Christ. Each Lord of Light that has come successively upon the planet has built upon the work of the previous one. In our system, we are under what is called the governing of the second ray of synthesis, which means we are a love, wisdom-based system. Buddha, who is the last fruit of the moon chain evolution, holds the energies of enlightenment and wisdom. The Christ, who is the first fruit of this particular planetary system, holds the energies of divine love. Together, as Lords of Light, as brothers within the hierarchy of light, they co-administrate this ascension program. The previous avatars, Lord Rama in the Lemurian age, Lord Krishna in the Atlantean age, Lord Jesus, the past 2,000 years that we are now completing of his particular manifestation of salvation and redemption, the reclamation of earth from the fall, and its restoration once again. With his coming, we were given many, many precious gifts, among them direct relationship once again with the tree of life everlasting, the original program of the Adam Kadmon. We were given direct access. That is, when I say we, we're talking about the race of humanity on earth particularly, was given access once again directly to God without any intermediary. without any need of intermediary. We had direct access restored, for Jesus bridged and restored the Holy Spirit once again to earth, so that the Holy Spirit, after Jesus resurrected and ascended, 40 days later, was sent to indwell and infuse all of us on earth, so that we have become now the arks of the covenant. We have become the tabernacles of the Most High. We are the ones that are God's house, if you will, in which His divine Spirit dwells. That Spirit is the Spirit of truth. That is the Spirit that did all of the great works through Jesus, the works of healing, the works of setting captives free from demonic oppression, the works of raising the dead, the works of manifestation, the works of healing. Every single person that was brought before Him, He healed them completely and totally. No matter what it was, there was not a single person that was not healed. We have access to that power now. We have access to direct revelation. No more does it have to come through one or two prophets. No, the Spirit of prophecy is being poured forth at this time upon all flesh. Many of you are being given prophetic dreams. God is speaking to you in the language of light in your dreams. Pay attention to what you're being receiving in your dreams and being told. Begin to keep dream journals if you haven't already started doing that. Your dreams are not a fantasy. They are experiences that you take. You are undergoing on a multiplicity of levels, multidimensional levels. Many of you are practicing some form of what's been called astral projection. This enables you to function in the astral realm, which is the closest realm to your earth. It is not a very high realm. It's a realm basically imaginative. Hello?
You have a caller.
Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Who are you?
Well, my darling sister, Ashtar Athena, this is your darling sister, Troika St. Germain.
Very good. Can I continue with my program? And we'll talk
later.
I just wanted to welcome you to
BBS Radio. I'm on BBS, too.
I know you are. We will talk later, beloved. I'm in the middle of a transmission here.
All right. Bye.
I love you. God bless you, honey.
Bye.
So in the astral projection process, you actually go into the imaginative realm. Now, this is a realm that humanity has created by imagining what he was not, by fearing what never was, and by dealing and bumping up against those creations that we have predicated and projected and proliferated through wrong identification of self. When you identify with your emotional body, when you identify with the outer phenomenal world, what happens is that you actually create a false realm that then you have to go in as a light worker and clear. This is what the fourth dimension is all about. It's going into the astral and the realm just above it called the causal and cleaning house. This is the inner child work. This is the psychological work that many, many, many people have been going through for the last many years. The higher level that you can move into, those of you that would like to do so, there will be teachers on the other side that will meet you and teach you this particular form of travel, is called soul travel. When I say travel, it's a misnomer because actually you're not traveling at all, but you are in fact resonating with particular dimensional points, let's say, of identification, dimensional planes. In that form of dimensional, shall we say, integration, you have access to all of the realms, not just the astral. And working from those higher levels makes you much more efficient in being able to stay in the liberated or self-realized state. In fact, that is the self-realized state. Beyond that, you would have the experience of awareness expansion, which is what I particularly teach. Awareness expansion is a more apt term for what has been previously called soul travel, and it is simply the expansion of the awareness from a singular central point of identification, let's say the eternal now, in which the consciousness begins to send forth rays of relationship, like the spokes of a bicycle wheel. Be aware, beloveds, that you are not just in this physical body here. You have a body, at least one, on every dimensional plane. Why do I say that? Because you've gone there and back on many, many lifetimes. In your training spiritually, be aware that you are the sum total of all the training you've had in your past. You have multiplicities of appearances on other planetary systems, other dimensions, other universes even. And because we're in the program now of ascension and completion for this past Earth cycle, and we are moving now into a new program of light, we are so busy in the night travel that if you feel like when you wake up in the morning that you are very discombobulated and you feel like your body is on backwards, which I often feel in the morning when I get up, it's because you've been operating in multiplicities of dimensional outpicturings, dimensional universes, dimensional overlays. And in that process, you cannot always tell where you are, nor is it necessary. And one of the blessings that we have is that we only generally time track into this particular point of identity, i.e., I'm sitting right now in Miami, Florida, okay? At least my body is. But I'm not. I'm aware I'm not. I'm aware I'm in many multidimensional overlays at the same time. But you see, I can manage my crazies. Some of you perhaps are just learning how to integrate and manage these multidimensional aspects of self. So you need to create a strong core identity. I always emphasize in highest truth, we have never left the heart of God. We remain at home in God. We are having a temporary dream of being in the time, space, matter, and energy worlds of duality and polarity. We are having dream scenarios of being this and doing that and so forth. Not that that's not important. It's very important. But it's not the totality of who we are. And who we are, is what I want to emphasize, is safe forever as part of God. God can't lose himself. God can't separate from himself, herself, itself, however you want me to language that for you so you'll be content. God is beyond name, beyond form, beyond gender, beyond imagining. But God is known by two qualities, unconditional love and that unified sense of oneness and connectedness that begins to really solidify the totality of your place and part in the all that is. Every single one of us is uniquely encoded to fit perfectly, absolutely perfectly, into this universal plan, into this universal program. In fact, let me tell you something amazing. The Master Moria said at one point that if all of the flowers on earth were devoid, somehow made devoid of pollen, that our earth would collapse. The pollen is what gives it the vital energy. It's like the chi force or the pranic force that's densified into the form of pollen. Then if all of the insects in the world and all of the birds stop chirping and twittering, all of a sudden the earth would just implode on itself. It's the sound of all these little voices, each one of which is chanting the names of God. Everything, our beloved brother Greg Braden said that everything is actually chanting, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts." Isn't that amazing? Everything is repeating the name of God. Everything is chanting. Everything is worshiping and adoring. And our very heartbeat is calibrated to that same mantra, which in Hebrew is Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sivayot, Melo Kol Haaretz Kivodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are filled with thy glory. If that isn't awesome, I don't know what is. That's why Jesus said, if you stop me, when he was riding in on the donkey, and they were going Hosanna and putting the palm leaves and everything down before him and their coats and cloaks and making a big hoop-de-doo. And the priest came out and said, "Stop it. You know, what are you doing? You're making all this racket." And Jesus said, "If you silence them, the very rocks will proclaim the glory of God." Well, guess what? We are finding now in the ancient ruins of the Maya land, of around Titicaca, around the various Andean outposts that we have of the Great White Brotherhood, throughout the ancient areas of the world, we are finding inscriptions that have sonic potentials that go beyond the etchings, go beyond the petroglyphs, go into the sound, the very sound frequencies that have been embedded in the crystalline structure of granite and other crystalline types of rock formations. My heavens, when we had a light center, an Ashtar Command Center in Sedona, we were driving out one time on the road by Bell Rock, that beautiful extra-dimensional telecommunication portal, actually, for the extraterrestrials, Bell Rock. I saw this immense silver and violet and purple filigreed aura that extended, my heavens, maybe a mile all around it. It was just splendid. I saw the same thing when I was in Egypt in Saqqara for the 1212. And so those of you who are having an extenuation of your physical sight called etheric sight, you're going to start seeing more and more of the other dimensional world that we're entering into begin to bleed through into this dimension. I know you're already having that experience. Another manifestation is that the glory clouds are beginning to come. In the ancient temples, when they would worship God, the place sometimes you couldn't even see because of the cloud of glory that had descended into the temple. We had it happen one time in one of our workshops. We thought there was a fire somewhere because all of a sudden we could see. There was this white smoke. We thought it was white smoke, but we didn't smell smoke. So we went outside, and here was this cloud. It was right over where we were doing the workshop. It was covering the apartment building, and there were flashes of light in it. And we didn't know what to make of it. And then finally we realized it must have been a densified chip. Duh. These were early years. Okay, cut us a break here. These were early years, and we were sort of feeling our way through all of this dimensional hyperbole that we hear, and it doesn't make much sense until you've actually experienced it and sorted it out for yourself. And that's why I encourage every one of you to go directly into your own knowing, your own experience, your own light treasuries that you have gleaned through many, many interdimensional mystery schools, initiations, the brotherhoods and lineages that each of you embody as workers of light. You have connections in high places. You have oversoul connections. You have soul mates. You have twin flame association. You have twin rays. These are all aspects of your upline, okay, your family of light. And as you open yourself to explore the inner chambers of divine glory that exist within your mind, within your heart, within your innermost being, as you just dwell and probe and search. In other words, see what you can see. If you can't see, try to hear what you can hear. If you can't hear, see what you can sense or feel or intuit. And some of you will just go to straight knowledge, and you'll just know that you know that you know. And when you know that you know, probably you will bump up against maybe one or two of those rare knowers that are out there who will begin to confirm for you your knowing so that you know you're not alone and you know you're not imagining it and you know you're not going nuts. So these are things that that we are in process of doing as we activate, decode, and awaken. I want to go in a little bit to interdimensional communication here, because many of you are transmitters and receivers of transmissions, like I am doing that right now. I apologize I was not able to take the call in, but I'm highly encoded. I have a tensor beam down on my head that's frying me. I have to keep communicating when that beam is on me. Obviously, it's displeasing some of the fallen ones because they have tried in every way to delay and disrupt the program this evening. But I'm an ornery old commander, and I won't be stopped, okay? As long as this old gal is on her feet, she's going to be speaking and proclaiming the glory of God and heralding the return of the Lords of Light, which is you and a lot of us down here, about 5 million strong from the Ashtar Command. And so here we go. I want to talk about dimensions, and I want you to know that because we have a Christ consciousness grid now around the planet, which holds a fifth-dimensional and actually multidimensional quantum. Again, there's a quantum potential there. It isn't just limited to the fifth dimension. But it's a unified field of divine love that cannot be misused. Nobody can even access it if they're working out of ego. It can only be used for the highest good of all concerned. And so within that, we are now able to start co-creating the divine things that are supposed to precipitate on Earth. In other words, as the old absolutely collapses and begins to be more and more dysfunctional and life force begins to abstract from it, those of you who are out there as the inventors, as the creators, as those who are establishing the academies of light, the Metatronic sciences, the various other aspects of the Golden Age, which need to be incarnated on Earth. You're actually incarnating it on the physical Earth, but it's in an Earth that resonates at the fifth dimension, okay? So go ahead. Don't wait for something to happen and all of a sudden, you know, imagine you're going to be taken somewhere else. No, the Earth is actually having a molecular displacement of the old third dimension is now being displaced by wavelengths and molecules and energy packets of fifth dimensional frequency, and in some cases higher. But for now, let's just stick with the fifth because that's where we're going. Each dimension operates by a totally different set of universal laws. That's why something that works on the third dimension doesn't apply to the fourth dimension. What works on the fourth dimension doesn't apply to the fifth dimension. You get my drift? So we're moving into a dimension that operates only on living love. Living love means living in God's holy thoughts. So we are moving into the divine thought field of the Adam Kadmon, the original divine pattern before the earth fell. And now it's restored. Okay, the fall is finished. We're no longer under the fallen codes. We are exiting disease. We're exiting death. We're exiting limitation. We're exiting evil. We're exiting crime. We're exiting all of those downward spirals that were interjected with the fall. And now we are moving into everlasting life, everlasting health, everlasting vitality. The resurrection codes of the 999 are being activated now, reversing the 666 back to the 999. I'll go into that in another show. But just know that we are now in eternal life along the infinite way. And I'm speaking to those of you who have made that choice to do that. And those of you that are not in any way understanding what I'm saying, you better check yourself and see who you're following, who you're serving, and what you've made the center of your life. Because if you've made the center of your life the Lord and the divine things of God, you will be relating to what I'm saying, and you'll say, yeah, right on, I understand what you're saying. So this is an interesting planet. Yeah, this planet is, let's call her a material girl. She's a third-ray planet, and the third ray governs the energies of active intelligence, and its precipitation is what we call money. So when they say love makes the world go round, well, not exactly. Actually, money makes the third ray Earth go round. Well, that's going to shift. It's also intelligent activity, and our activity isn't always tremendously intelligent because we often undermine our own greatness and godlikeness to acquire money. And so that's going to shift. And we're going to find money replaced with intelligent activity that is spirit-directed, spirit-filled, spirit-led, and spirit-empowered. So the third aspect of divinity is what's called a Shekinah, or the Holy Spirit, or the light and sound of God, which manifests as living love. And that, and truth. It's the spirit of truth that I mentioned earlier dwells within us. We are the actual presence and embodiment and incarnation of the temple of the living God, and the living God lives inside of us as the Holy Spirit. So that's the third aspect. And we are moving now into the Shekinah universe, which is the universe of the Holy Spirit. So it's an energy of totally new ways to create and orchestrate and administrate in concert with the divine programs and plan of life the way that we live on Earth, okay? Now, the Earth is also, regardless of being a third-ray planet, she's going through what's called the second degree of initiation, which is mastering her astral body, her emotional body, which is why so many people in the human kingdom are also working with their emotions and trying to bring them into a greater degree of loving and a greater degree of control. It's a very difficult initiation for you. Are on the third ray as well, and many of you are also going through the second with the third ray, because they're the kind of people that often say, show it to me and then I'll believe it. But everything in the spiritual realms, you have to activate through faith and not seeing. Everything that's real is invisible. Everything that's visible is simply a temporary manifestation. So we have to take a upside-down look at things and realize that if you can see it and hear it and it's too in your face, it's probably a false appearance appearing real. So don't pay too much attention to the material things, but keep your eye on where you're going, which is into the greater golden age, the greater divine creativity that we are moving into now, where the thoughts and the words and the actions begin to line up with the divine program, and you begin to have quicker and quicker manifestation. That's why many of you have enjoyed the movie The Secret and other things having to do with quantum physics and quantum mechanics. In quantum consciousness, it's exciting because you're beginning to realize, my gosh, I just thought that in my mind, and here it is on my lap. I just manifested that. And for some of us, that's the good news. If you've been putting out good things, for some of you, it's bad news because the negative manifests just as quickly as the positive. So you really need to watch your words now. Watch what you put out. Make sure that what you're saying is what you really want to have happen, what you really want to put energy into, and what you really want to manifest. Because you're experiencing it. I'm sure. I sure am. Everyone is. So we are doing quite fine. You know, many people ask, well, when are we going to ascend, and when is the transformation going to occur, and when is the war going to stop, and when is this going to happen? And I just have to turn it back on you and ask you, when are you going to step into who you really are? When are you going to step into that peace that transcends strife and conflict? When are you going to end the war inside your own life, your own family, your own environment? When are you going to make peace a top priority? When are you going to be the prayer that you're uttering? When are you going to be the change that you want to see happen in the world? You know, there's nobody up there in the sky saying, you have to do this or you have to do that. We were put on the earth and given dominion. Mankind has free roam here, free will and free dominion to do anything he, she, it wants to do here on this earth. And the spirit stands back and allows that because we're in a free will zone. We're in a biological testing zone. We're in a life station where anything goes because they want to see what type of consciousness can actually move into quantum potential. They want to see what can go beyond. Humanity is really interesting. I often say we are full-spectrum transduction coils in the sense that we can run the gamut from the darkest to the brightest, and the dumber and dumbest to the most brilliant. And it can vary within a minute. You know, you can go from maximum stupid to maximum enlightenment in a nanosecond. And that's the glory of being a human being. And don't expect to just stay as a Johnny one note in one frequency band for ever and a day. You know, you can be goofy enlightened. You can be stupid enlightened. You can be enlightened. You can be ordinary enlightened. You can be comical enlightened. Enlightenment shows up as you, okay, when you remember who you are and why you're here. Which, by the way, why are you here? Well, you know what? Without you, God doesn't have a body, okay? God needs a body. He needs a house to live in because he's a spirit. He's invisible. Or she, he, it is invisible, the creator. So guess what he created for a body? You. Yes, you. And so God lives in you. You're God's house. You're God's way of serving the world. You are the eyes, the voice, the hands, the feet, the presence, the very image and likeness of God on earth. And you are the Christ. What is the Christ? The Christ is consciousness of divine unified love that was the Word that God created everything through. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word came and dwelt as flesh amongst us. And so Jesus set the divine template for the Adam Kadmon. He showed forth the very face, the very image of God on earth, so we would know what that looked like, so that we could begin to pattern after that particular manifestation, which in 3 short years changed time and history and all of life on this planet. So he was the culmination of a long lineage of prophets and teachers and avatars that had come before him. And Jesus said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. The Father dwells in me, and I dwell in the Father. And furthermore, you dwell in Christ, Christ dwells in you, and you are hidden in God, in Christ. What does that mean? Well, it means that you are in highest truth. You've never left the heart of God. You are the love of God. You are the heart of God, which is the love of God. The heart of God is also the spiritual hierarchy. Now, unfortunately, teaching about the spiritual hierarchy has been sorely lacking in churches. They don't seem to understand that there's more than the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which appears as a dove in most iconology. There's more than that. There are multiplicities of angelic orders and divine masters and brotherhoods and lineages, and every single dimensional level, every solar system, every planet has a hierarchy of extraordinarily great and glorious beings that step down the divine plan in time and space and manifestation. You are part of that. Every man, woman, and child is part of that. But let me tell you something. The first group to wake up and emerge out of the common masses, when I say common masses, these are people that are just eating, drinking, sleeping, defending, and mating. Basically, they're living at an animal life. You can't say they're yet human. We become human when we develop something called empathy. Empathy is what makes us different from the animal kingdom, which, by the way, the human being can contain as much as 85% pure divinity and 15% of what we would call the lower kingdoms of nature that have gone into making humanity the hybrid that he is. She is. It is. And what was I saying? Yes. We were talking about the human being. We were talking about the kingdoms of nature. Sometimes it pays to have notes because if they pull my script from the inner planes, I'm sunk. Okay, I lost that train of thought completely, so I'll go back to something else. As we move into the higher programs of light and we begin to step down that energy and it flows to the different orders, the different brotherhoods, the different aspects of self. And again, please don't separate yourself from these lineages, these orders. You may be the master that you are connected to so strongly on the inner planes, but at a higher dimensional aspect of yourself. See what I'm saying? Those of you that channel, it's very likely that the very ones you channel are part of your own upline in terms of your higher dimensional overlays. Many of you are embodying those aspects now. I'm the sixth incarnation of myself in this body, and I'm the third descension of the Athena frequency into this body. So everybody is moving into, it's like the Star of David. You're moving up in that triangle, and that triangle's moving down until you have the complete, full Star of David, which is actually the sign of the avatar Vishnu. It goes even beyond Judaism, way, way back into the ancient times of the Vedas. So that means the merging of that which is aspiring upward and that which is descending as the higher portion and the form adjoining together. And that pentagon or that energy is exactly, well, actually that's the six-pointed star. It's the pentagon that actually links us into the higher programs of light. And then the completed program of light looks like the Star of David. And then it has a quantum potential as well, because it moves into a diamond, which then is a dimensional doorway into the next ordering of existence. So there's always more. In the divine world, there's always the plus factor. The higher dimensional operative is always the true operative. And it is said that we are expanding. Our universe is expanding. It's open-ended. It's expanding at the speed of light. We can't really grok that, I don't think. It's so extraordinary. I mean, who can understand such things? But you can contemplate them with that sense of reverential awe that is so... What can you do? You just stand and you appreciate. You appreciate that you have the gift of life, that you have the gift of eternal life, that you'll never cease to be. Nothing can destroy you. And that you're going from glory to glory and from revelation to revelation. And you will always be expanding to more and more and more and greater and better. And we are in the time now when we actually are going to see a disappearing of certain things on our earth that have seemed so fearful. And, you know, when Lot was told to leave Sodom and Gomorrah, the angel said, we won't destroy Sodom and Gomorrah until you leave, you and your family. And they were told to hasten away and to, because that was an exceedingly evil place. It was perpetrating some of the evil that had caused the Atlantean civilization to be destroyed. So the Elohim that created the next cycle certainly didn't want that imported into his new seed program. So he was very strict about saying, don't do this and don't do that and don't do this and don't do that. And, you know, the penalty for doing any of those things in those ancient Judaic times was actually very severe. And you won't know why it was severe if you don't do a little bit of research and study. But if you look back and you understand that we have many, many root races and many civilizations here. In fact, the 12 tribes of Israel are actually referring to 12 universes, 12 great central sun systems, 12 different seed programs in the greater galactic worlds. There's always multiplicities of 12s and quantums of 12s, you see, in the unfolding and the ordering of creations and the worlds within worlds that we are moving into and that we have descended through. I mean, you know, we go and we come. That's what Jacob's ladder meant, you know, when he dreamed of the angels ascending and descending. That's us, folks. We go and we come. We seed the programs. We harvest them. We ascend them. We move on. We seed another world. We cultivate it. We harvest it. We ascend it. We move on. Got the picture? After ascension, then what? Chop wood, carry water, and ascend one more world, one more universe, one more galaxy. You know, and I'm making light of something that's really quite extraordinary, but, you know, there's great humor to this whole thing, too, because we take this little life here so seriously sometimes. And I often say, you know, We're all going to have to leave everything that we think is so important one day and go out of here naked, okay? Even if we're ascending in our light body, we're not going to be wearing these clothes. In fact, in that Left Behind movie, I thought it was funny. Every time the people were raptured, they left their clothes behind. Did you notice that if you saw that movie? There was little piles of clothes everywhere, and the people were gone. So, yeah, we're going to be exchanging the everything that we have here for something much, much better. So I know many people out there are suffering tremendously with the floods, and here in America and in Europe, and there's been rain and rain and more rain and fires. And it's either drought or flood. It doesn't seem to be much in between. And I know we had such severe thunder storms that came through here today that it knocked a picture off the wall. I mean, that's a loud thunder blast when it knocks your pictures off the wall. So this is the time that we're in. Everything is shifting and changing. We are in an extraordinary time of acceleration of time. In fact, they say we've gone from a 24-hour day to about a 16-hour day. I don't think we need to be told that. I think we're experiencing that. So everything is changing and shifting, and make yourselves happy. Give yourself a break. You know, don't try to figure things out. Don't try to hold on to your old way of doing things. Trust, have faith, let go, and let God. And let go means be patient. Everything is doing what it needs to do, the way it needs to do it. Let God, because you're not in control. You think you are. Get over it. You're not. You're not in control, and the one who is in control has everything under control, okay? Everything is fine. Everything is doing what it needs to do. Every person is where they need to be. Everyone is with the person they need to be with. And just really comfort yourself in truth, in real truth. If you don't know truth, ask the Lord to show you. He'll lead you to books to study, things to read, things to contemplate. He will speak truth from in the Bible. He used the donkey to speak through at one point. In the Vedas, they have a story like that too, where a donkey spoke the Vedas. So, if God can speak to a donkey, He can sure use anything in your life to get the message to you. He knows how to communicate to Himself in you, as you, and through you. Okay. So, I wanted to speak a little bit. I've got a little bit of time. We'll have to continue this, but I wanted to speak a little bit about how we receive information from the command. Because, again, the more vivid it is, the lower dimensional it is, okay? If you see it clearly, if you hear it loudly, if it's really, really vivid and very phantasmagorial, in other words, really filled out with form and detail, generally you're receiving at an astral level. If it has to do with the Ashtar Command and it's about galactic wars and fighting this and fighting that and you know, all the boogeyman things that go bump and scrape in the dark, you're in a past time cell. Get out of it. That's been done and finished a long time ago. We're not doing that anymore. And if you revisit those worlds, those Bardo worlds, those cul-de-sacs of energetics, you're just feeding energy into them. There's no more dragons to be slayed except the ones that exist in your own mind and heart. And there, you know, they come out as ugliness, all forms of unlovingness. So get in there and slay those dragons, and the ones outside will vanish too. Don't put energy into things that you don't want to keep seeing perpetrated on the earth. In other words, don't fight for peace. How silly. Don't march in protest against this or against that. Be pro. Whatever it is, put your energy into the pro. Be pro-peace. Be pro-people getting together. Be pro-acceptance. Be pro-love. And in that sense, you see, you'll be putting energy into what you want to have more of. So those of you that happen to be assigned to be whistleblowers, I'm not saying stop blowing your whistle. Some of you are out there to blow the whistle and say, you know what? This is wrong. You know what? That's a conspiracy. And you know what? That's false. That's fine. If that's your thing to do, go for it. But for those of you that are just making a lot of complaints and noise about stuff that you don't have any empowerment to do anything about, get over it. Get out of it. deal with your own stuff, and move on to something that you can do that is a life enhancement on the planet. Life enhancement is whatever builds up, encourages, and supports people that are doing good things for other people. It's about service. Whether you open a soup kitchen or go down with an armful of blankets like one little 9-year-old boy did, the Skid Row, and made sure that everybody that was on a park bench or something had a warm blanket or a coat. I mean, that's where Christ shows up, okay? That little boy, no doubt, was a Christ. And that's what we need to do. Go out and see who you can be a blessing to. That's the mission of the Ashtar Command. Be a blessing wherever you are. Love, serve, uplift. There's no off time here. No off time. You go to the grocery store, you go to the post office, you go to church, you go to tabernacle, whatever thing you do, you are a ray of light. You bring the light of the higher forces. You bring the light of the command. You bring the light of the hierarchy. You bring the light of your upline, whoever that is, whatever that is. You are a living representative of those masters, teachers, angels, and guides that have sent you forth into this world. They have sponsored you here. They have guarded you. They have trained you in their mystery schools. And now you represent them wherever you are. So bear that in mind. Don't be ugly when you drive and when you go out in the world and interact with people. Then you're just an ego and you're not doing anything to be of service to anyone. So start your day right. Integrate your higher potentials. Walk as a Lord of Light. Radiate the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the self-control, all of those things that spell out the living Son of God. That's what we're to do. That's the mission. That's the fruit of a divine life, is when you see those evidences radiating from a person. As we move into these higher overlays, as your coordinate, as your encoded coordinate activates, you will suddenly find a certain awareness occurring to you naturally. You will know what to do. The Holy Spirit within you, the Spirit of truth and guidance within you, will inspire you to make the right decisions, say the right words, move at the right time. That's why you need to stay connected. Your inspiration is your connection to Spirit. So watch what inspires you, what enthuses you. Both of these mean being connected to God, being connected to Source. Watch where the energy flows, where it comes up in you. That's God saying, yeah, go for it. Where you are given the power and the energy and the expertise and the know-how to do something, that's God's stamp of approval. Go for it. That's your area. Go for it. Do it. Keep moving forward into the areas that open up for you as possibilities. Keep asking for what you want. Okay? I think I decided maybe a week before I was offered this show, I said to myself, you know, really what I'd like to do is a radio show. I'd just love to have my own radio show. Boy, it wasn't a week before this show was placed in my lap. So it's fast, folks. Decide what you want. Decide how you want to manifest your life. And then just do it. Take the step each day that's before you. Don't sit and wait for it to drop out of the sky or something to shift in the outer world. The only thing that's going to shift anything in the outer world is you. You're the agency through which God assists and shifts. And so as you move about your day, move in purpose, in intention, in clarity, in focus, and make sure that whatever you put your energy into fosters what you want to have more of in your life. It's really thrilling to live your life as a divine assignment from God, which it is. That's exactly what your life is. It's a divine assignment from God. So, I'm pretty excited. I wake up every day thanking God for the gift of just being alive another day to love and to serve and to be on earth and to do the things I do. I really love my life. I love who I am. I love what I do. And you should too. If you don't love who you are and what you are and what you do, I mean, find something that you can say that about yourself. And so in the light transmissions, I really am going to have to use this this material probably for another show because I have so much I want to say on receiving information from the command. But I guess I was referring mostly to the fact that we receive what we need when we need to receive it. And that is always true. You never have the full overlay. You have enough light for the next step. And that's important for you to recognize so you don't get impatient and start saying, well, why don't I know this? You do know what you need to know at the time you need to know it. Just know that, be with it, recognize it, and be grateful for what you do know. Because what you take so much for granted, I'll tell you, there are people around the world that have never had access to that information in their whole life. They would give anything to look through your eyes for a few moments and to have the knowledge and the information that you have. Trust me on that. It is so true. It is so, so, so true. So you don't have any idea how much wisdom and knowledge you have that is just waiting to come forth in you. And as you sacrifice that timidity and that self-consciousness that comes from the ego, and you just lay it on the altar, and you just say, okay, God, I just offer that up, and I step forward in boldness and faith, and I'm just going to do it scared if I have to, but I'm going to manifest everything I can to be of service to this planet, to love my fellow man, to love my Creator, and to be His visual image on Earth as closely as I can possibly manifest it. And holiness is not an option. It's who we are forever. It's what we are. And when we're not living holy lives that are whole and complete and radiate divine glory, then we have settled for something that is not true. It's a false image. It's a false self. And we must lay that aside now and don the garments of light. Because the day really is far spent and the time really is at hand when we must don the garment of light and walk forth as the Spirit-led sons and daughters of God. So we of the command love and bless each one of you. We honor you. We respect you. And we live here on earth amongst you. Most of the commanders have sent their twin flames. At least one of the commanders from the twin flame unions are here on earth. I'm here, joined as one with my twin flame, Ashtar. He's, of course, in the subjective world. I'm here in the outer physical world. And many of you are having that kind of joining, too, with your twin flames, where one of you is on the subjective level and one of you is in the physical. But bear in mind, you're also one soul. So you're also a unified whole, because how can you separate from yourself? You can't, really. So you have the male and female portions of the self, and one may be objectified and the other subjectified, but still you remain whole. You're not half of another person. You are a whole being, whole light being, modulating in two functionalities of receivership and directorship. And today it's the opposite. The feminine is more of the directive and the masculine is more of the subjective in many, many cases, although I suppose that's not a solid rule, but it is very obvious that many women right now are stepping forward as the more active of the two twin flames. Anyway, I think probably they will count me out in a few minutes, and I would just like to teach you a chant that is a very good chant for you to use to shift your mind into the divine part of the mind. It will relieve negativity. And if you are distressed in your consciousness, it will bring you a great sense of peace. And it's called the Hue, H-U. It's the chant that's sung in all of the Golden Ages. And it goes through all religious traditions, really. Sometimes it's pronounced Hu in Arabic and in Hebrew. And we usually chant it as Hue, H-U. And it goes like this. Take a deep breath. And you can also chant it in Hebrew. It would be Ani Hu, which means I am God, or Anai Hu. And when you chant it Anai Hu,
it opens the heart, and it's a wonderful chant to unify energy if you're working in a group or just want to connect with your heart. And I just find a place where you can sit quietly and chant that until it comes to its own natural stop, and you'll find yourself in a very deep and centered place of peace. It's also very good to chant if you're watching the news and seeing a lot of negativity, because it will cap and dissolve the negativity, and also be a silent prayer and blessing that you can send to a situation or to people without directing the energy. But sometimes it's not, you're better leaving things alone without trying to put more energy on them. So that's a very wonderful, neutral way for you to be of service to God. You can chant it quietly. You can whisper it. You can sing it out loud, depending on your circumstances. It's probably best not to do it when you're driving a car, because it will cause you to externalize from your body in soul travel, as I had mentioned earlier. But if you want to soul travel, that's a good way to jumpstart your engine and get going. We send the blessings of the United Ashtar Command to every one of you. If you want to connect with me, just click on my show, The Voice of the Ashtar Command. It'll take you to my webpage, and there's a phone number and my email. I'm always glad to be of service to you in any way that I can. Again, I am Commander Lady Athena, known as Ashtar, Athena Charon, from the Ashtar Command, wishing you Godspeed, God blessings, and be free. Free in your spirit, and free in knowing that you are the love and light of God here on earth, to be of service, to help this earth in her ascension, and to externalize the divine program, the divine kingdom of God upon earth. So be happy builders, bring forward the beautiful dreams of your heart, and manifest them on earth now. And be empowered with the power of the living God, and know that you are loved and protected at all times. God be with you. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed is the name of the Lord. Amen. Stay in the presence and cultivate that peace that is the presence of the Holy Spirit, spirit of peace and comfort, centeredness and grace. Cultivate that, beloveds. That is the core of truth within you, very core of who you are, the peace of God. Like we have a few more minutes. Some interruptions tonight. You know, whenever you're doing really high-level work, it seems like that often is met with a lot of obstacles. But don't let that stop you. It's just a sign that you're doing good work. And keep doing it. The world won't applaud you, but God will. And He's the only one we need to please. Be encouraged, beloveds. Be encouraged. Keep your chins up. Keep your eyes bright. All is well. Very short period of time now before we will actually see everything evil absolutely dissolve and vanish from this earth, and the new overlay will be upon us all. A great transformation is happening in the hearts and minds of all people. It's supernatural. It's divine intervention. And it is changing us inside out. all of us. All of us are loved. All of us are cherished. And there's a place prepared for each and every one of us. Just know that in your heart and be comforted. And I'll look forward to hearing from you. Working on my web pages, I hope to have more up. Be more interesting things to read and see. I'm rather new at all this, so it takes me a while to do it. But it'll get done eventually. In the meantime, here we are on Earth assignment, loving and serving and lifting people. That's what it's about. Doing the best we can with each day to make it beautiful for God, make it count for God, and make it something beautiful that will reflect the glory of the worlds that we've come from and the visions that we carry to this earth. Great visionaries, one and all. God bless you. I love you. And I'll be speaking with you next week, Wednesday. Same time, God willing, same place. We'll just pray that huge storms don't keep coming at the time I'm trying to transmit the show. Thank you.